Thank you. Good evening. This is Nancy Sarden, Chair of PND, and I'm calling this meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order November 1st, 2018 at 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time. Bill, would you please take the roll and...
Okay,
you don't
sure.
Mind?
Grace Aaron? Yeah, no problem. Grace Aaron, KPFK?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK? Can't hear you, Jonathan. Adriana Casanova?
I think he asked for excused absence.
Bryson.
Adriana? Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris Corey, KPFA?
Can you hear me now? I say present, sir.
Yes, thank you. Adriana
thank you.
Is here. Chris Corey?
Yes, here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, KPFT, is here. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Joseph is here. Catherine Davis? Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz, WPFW? Can't hear you, Benito. Jan Goodman, KPFK? Can't hear you, Jan. William Hirwagen, WBAI?
You're present.
Okay, William's here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA?
I'm here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Lawford, WBAI?
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, WPFW? Can't hear you, Tony. Okay. Afia Wangaza, WMXP?
Here.
He is here. Alex Randall, WVI? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK?
Hazir.
Check, check.
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden,
are you here?
WPFW?
Are you healing Alex?
Oh, is that Alex? Okay, yeah. I do now. Thank you, Alex. Got you. And Nancy's here. Yes, thank you. Alex Steinberg, WBAI?
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, KPFA?
Here.
Okay. Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA?
Here.
Tom is here. Muscular Washington, WPFW?
Here.
Muscular is here. Maxie Jackson?
Present. Sorry. I'm here.
Okay. Maxie's here. John Tatum, parliamentarian?
I'm here.
Okay. John Tatum's here. Thank you. Going back. Jonathan Alexander, I believe you're requesting
I'm here.
Absence.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Okay. Catherine Davis, WBAI. Benito, Benito Diaz. Okay, that's what I was trying to remember. Okay. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Benito is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK. I think she asked for an excuse also, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. So let me count. We have 18 directors present, so we have quorum.
Yeah, William, request.
We have quorum, Madam Chair. can't hear you, Nancy.
Oh, I thought I was in the middle of speaking. Okay. I heard what was that? Well, I heard a William. Did you want to make a motion to excuse absences?
No, I have a request about the request of information for information about the roll call.
What's
your question?
I came up with a lower total, but I didn't hear Joseph Davis. Was he here?
I'm Mark Joseph here.
Okay, I didn't hear it, so I didn't write his name. Thank you, though.
Motion to excuse absent people.
Okay, that would be Catherine, Tony Leon,
Jan.
Was there anybody else? Those are the only three I recall asking for excused absences.
I think Tony Leon had an excuse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Information, Madam Chair Benito.
Yes, what's your request for information?
Did that list include Tony Leon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
All right, are there any objections?
That was Jan, Tony, and Catherine?
Yes, Jan, Tony, and Catherine. Yep.
Thank you.
Dwayne Lark is present.
Is Mark Dwayne present?
Okay, got you, Dwayne.
So now we have 19. Okay. So now we have 19. Is that... Hello?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a question.
Okay. So could I get some timekeepers for tonight, one for the persons? I think we need two separate, one for the persons and one for the items.
I'd be happy to do the persons so the detractors would accuse me of being biased.
Okay, please let's not have comments like that back and forth tonight. I would appreciate it.
I'll be happy to do both of them. Just let me know how long is the categories. Or if somebody else wants to participate, that's fine, too.
Okay.
William, another request for information.
Yeah, William, what's your request for information?
Did we move and vote on or ask for any objections, the excused absences?
Oh, we did that. I didn't hear any. I asked for objections, and I did not hear any.
It was so fast, I didn't hear it. Thank you.
Okay.
Request for information.
Information, Madam Chair.
Okay, I heard Alex first, then Adriana. Go ahead, Alex. What's your question?
Could you tell me what time you sent out the draft agenda? Because I don't seem to see it in my mail.
Okay, I sent it out last night. Let me see here when I sent it.
I see it. It was...
Okay. 12:21 Eastern.
12. I got a 12:27. Okay. Thank you. That's
okay.
All I wanted. Yeah.
Okay. And Adriana, you had a question?
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Can't hear what you're saying. Now, why are you muted? Who muted you? You muted yourself, I guess. I don't know. Somebody muted you, not me. Now you're unmuted.
Okay, Madam Chair, I didn't mute myself. It means that somebody else is playing with that because I didn't mute myself, and you know that I cannot see the screen. My point of information is, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. My point of information is, who are the directors that can see the screen of the Maestro conference, and obviously because of that, they can mute and see what's going on. Can you tell us
who has access to the Maestro screen other than me? Mansoor, do you have access to the Maestro screen?
I wish I would cut everybody off.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but he said that in the last meeting. He specifically said so.
I just answered your question, okay? We're going to move on. Okay.
Who else? Nobody else? Sabrina? Jonathan? Nobody else?
I asked people to tell us who has the Maestro screen open.
No open. Who has access?
Who has the Maestro screen open tonight?
It's not open. Who has access?
Actually,
it's opening.
Question? Is that your question?
Who has access to that screen?
Okay, who has access? I know you do, Adriana, because I gave it to you one time.
No, Madam Chair, you are totally wrong. I don't have it. The only one that I have is from the only committee. You are not telling the truth. Show me when you give me that access. I asked you before, and you told me that you couldn't.
I know somebody gave it to you, so.
No, Madam Chair, the only access that I have is to the audit committee, because the chair opened that to every member of the audit committee. It's the only one that I have access.
Well, then you have access to Maestro.
I don't, Madam Chair. The access needs to be to this specific meeting, and you know it.
All right, well. All right, so the question has been asked, and no one has responded, so consider your question answered. Thank you.
You are the only one that means?
Okay.
I want the certification of that from the IT.
Your question.
Thank you.
One question. Okay.
Madam Chair.
I want the certification, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, this is Johnson. May I speak?
Yes. What do you want the floor for?
I'm trying to help answer Adriana's question.
Okay.
I'm driving now. I know in past meetings, since I have not been chair, the display still comes up. I assume the whole board can see the display if they click on the Maestro link. If you have to make an adjustment or something in Maestro, you can have Otis do it. You can have Otis do it right this second, probably. But I think that from what I've been listening to you, if you've been chairing the meetings, you get a better feel for how it can seem like a person is muted when they're talking, or you yourself mute yourself. And then, of course, you as chair get accused of, you know, being a dictator. But I think everybody could just try to click on the Maestro link that was in some old email to answer the question. But I doubt if you're muting anyone that you aren't saying that you are. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry that we don't have that link. Doesn't matter what you or
Adriana, stop. I didn't give you the floor. Yeah, you can't have the floor if you're not recognized. And all right, Adriana, you have not been recognized. I'm gonna be more. I get more frustrated with you because you interrupt so much. All right, I know other people do the same thing, but when it reaches a certain level, I lose my, you know, then I put a stop to it, and nobody else reaches the level that you reach. So,
William here.
You could try to cooperate and just not interrupt and other people when they're speaking, then I will try to, you know, give you the floor when you're not overusing it. Okay, William, go ahead.
Thank you. This is William.
Benito, I heard you. You'll be next.
I believe that Adriana gets upset because you changed her question more than once, at least once this meeting. And then you sort of ignore her. She's asking a question and not getting answers. There must be somebody involved in these meetings that knows who has access. Jonathan sort of implied that everybody might. I don't believe I do. So somebody should find out who has access. And if everybody's supposed to have access, then everybody should be sent another communication or first communication saying how to access Maestro. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Benito.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just going to say you may or might not, you could maybe you're not aware of what you do. I can't get into people's minds, but what occurs is that, like you said, many people interrupt continually all the time throughout every meeting. But you only focus on certain individuals. And certain other people get to interrupt, and you give them the floor without correcting them or anything of the sort. And that is why other people from the other side, since we talk in those terms, you know, here on this PMV, we might as well be Congress. You know, people from the, quote, minority, because it is those individuals that are the ones that are held to a higher standard. And as I said, you might not be aware of this, but that is objectively what occurs. That's it.
Thank you. Right.
Mansoor would like to speak to that, please.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Yes. That was a false statement about you being in favor of some and not the others. And I can tell you have chaired pretty much even-handed. And it's a false accusation that you are favoring some people than the others. Thank you. Just for the record.
Dwayne would like to speak to that, please.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, clearly, those refrains are consistent. And most of the time when people are doing wrong, they're going to always say the others are accusing them of doing wrong. But the good thing we have with this majority this time is that it's on record. And we've had two professionals who have done their work in their lives, and they've seen nothing like the way that this PNB acts when they get information that is inconsistent with what they want to do, whether it's true, whether it's not. And respect to your chairing, I share some of the concern that you've been under pressure from the supermajority to do their bidding, just like they put the ED and the NES under pressure. But these men character and these men who have resolve, they're going to call you out. And if a lawsuit ensues, it's going to be very clear that this majority has been rogue, that it does things in a vacuum, not to consult or not to attempt to listen to the minority. But if they believe it's right, then everybody else is wrong.
Thank you, Dwayne. Mr. Parliamentarian.
That's a personal information, Madam Chair.
Did you hear me speaking? Mr. Parliamentarian?
Yes.
I'm speaking out.
Yes, I wanted to speak about a couple of things that would make the meetings run a lot better. And one of them, I mentioned to the board last year, and that is that you only have the floor when the chair calls your name. No other time do you have the floor. Now, this includes everything except for a point of order. And number two, and then I'll be finished, is that when people are asking for the stack or when they're asking for a request for information, they need to do that when a member comes to the close of a statement. In other words, we're trying to avoid people talking while other people haven't finished their thought. And last but not least, the chair has the right to list the orders of speakers, and she has the right not to call on a speaker if they have interrupted another speaker. And lastly, second to lastly, everyone has a minute and a half of uninterrupted speech, and this includes the chair. That person must have that time uninterrupted, and they cannot do what is called a back and forth, where they request for information, and then the question is not answered correctly or to their satisfaction. They ask another question, and then another question, and another question. That is out of order. One question, one answer, and then that person must get the floor again by the chair calling that person's name. And if that chair happens to call someone else before the person gets a follow-up question, so be it. That's the prerogative of the chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, you may ask for a point of order already.
All right. I heard Dwayne. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Madam Chair.
Wait a minute. Dwayne, what did you want the floor for?
My understanding of Robert Rules of Order, all that the parliamentarian said was
what did you want the floor for? What did you want the floor for?
The Robert Rules of Order allows you to use your time. If you have a minute and a half, and the answer that you have ensued is not clear, your minute and a half is your minute and a half.
That's not accurate, Dwayne. Sorry. But as I said,
well, cite it if you would. But give us the cite.
It's one question, one answer. That's it.
Could you give me the Robert Rules cite, please?
You're going to have to look that up yourself because we don't have to.
Well, no, you're the one citing it. I will bring
to the group. No back and forth, please.
Madam Chair, I will bring to the group his inconsistency.
No, I'm sorry. We're done with this conversation right now. This is not even an agenda item, and we're going to go to the next item.
Yes.
We can take this up by email about. Excuse me, who's interrupting? I'm being interrupted by someone, and I don't like being interrupted. Thank you. We can take this up by email. We can discuss this more then. We can make suggestions then, and we can then maybe formulate a plan and bring it to the next meeting. But right now, we're moving to the next item.
William, third time, point of order.
What's your point of order?
Of course, and I'm privileged, Madam Chair, in this moment that nobody is
I'm not
talking.
Recognizing
Thank
you.
You.
William has a point of order. Go ahead, William.
Thank you.
Tell me what rule is being broken.
The suggestion that people are interrupting others. When Mansoor finished, I asked for a point of order, and almost the same time, Adriana was asking for something, and you just roiled, or what's the word, R-O-I-L-E-D, at Adriana, and it's not appropriate. We try to follow the rules, and certain people get picked on, as Benito had said. And what Mansoor said was out of order, and he shouldn't be allowed to say that someone else was not telling the truth. I forget his exact words, but he characterized Adriana's speech as, you know, a lie.
Okay, point not well taken. First of all, when those people were trying to get the floor, they were speaking while someone else was speaking, and I was speaking, actually, and they were trying to interrupt me to make a point of order or to ask a question, and I was in the middle of speaking. I'm not recognizing anyone if they're speaking while someone else is speaking, number one. Number two, if he was, if there was somebody that was out of order and you didn't call it immediately, it's too late. So I'm not taking that point. So now we're going to...
I tried. Madam Chair, you're being ridiculous. All right,
we're not having any back and forth. I did not recognize you again, William. William, I did not recognize you again. I'm just... Now I'm following what Mr. Tatum just...
All right. It's your fault because you're not listening. I did a point of order as soon as Mansoor stopped, and you said I was interrupting you. That's not true either.
I did not even hear that. I did not hear a point of order. I heard someone speaking while I was speaking. If you even wait till a person pauses, then maybe they can hear you.
I did. I waited for Mansoor, and then I made a point of order. And then you started
talking. Well, I'm sorry I didn't hear it. And you can say I did that on purpose, but I did not hear you. And, okay, this is, we're done. We're going to the next item.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair, now that somebody is speaking.
I'm not recognizing anybody else anymore until we go to agenda approval.
Point of order, then, Madam Chair.
What's your point of order? What rule is being broken?
Yes, Madam Chair, my right to speak.
No, you're
somebody,
not speaking.
Somebody, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, you gave me the floor, and you cannot interrupt me neither, I think. We can ask the parliamentarian about that, too.
Thank you. Starting
can
out
you, can you let me speak? Thank you. We know that I was accused, and you told that you gave me a call that is not true. You know that I'm not lying because you told me that you didn't know who else had access. Jonathan is saying something about that could be rectified. I hope that it is. But you know that the only way that people can have access is because it's being given that code. You know, and that needs to be sent by get to them. You need to send that link. And you didn't send it to any. Why don't you send it to everybody right now, Madam Chair? And we will solve the problem once and for all.
Hello, I'm not doing
and
that
I
right
don't
re- now.
Let me, may I, or I finish my 90 seconds, finish that first?
Okay.
What I'm saying, Madam Chair, that I'm being accused of lying, when I think that other people are lying, that is not me. Because I never had that code, and you need to prove that you gave me that link that you never, or nobody else, never did. I want to know who had that link. And if not, solve the problem very easy, Madam Chair. Send the link to everybody right now.
Thank you very much.
If not, you are breaking the bylaws.
Thank you very much. Let's go now. We're going to agenda approval.
That is my answer to the court.
You changed it to a point of, you had a point of privilege.
Oh, you didn't allow me with a point of privilege. That's why I bring the point of order. That you breached my right to speak.
Oh, okay. All right. I will rule on that. I did not interrupt your right to speak, okay? You interrupted me. Okay, so we're going to go forward now.
Motion to approve agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Mansoor.
Randall, okay. Second.
Okay. Please mark Alex present. All right.
For the stack.
All right. 1 second. I want to say something about agenda approval, and that is that Ford can join us for an executive session at 9:15. So I recommend that someone move that we change the agenda, or that we move to. I don't know if we need an agenda change, but we need a motion to go into executive session at 9:15 or 9:15. 9:10. We need the motion to go into executive session at 9:10. Go ahead.
Timekeeper, Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes.
Is that Eastern time, 9:10?
Yes, Eastern time.
Okay. We got 4 minutes to that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're on agenda approval. Bill asked for the floor to make an amendment to the agenda.
Yes, Madam Chair. I move to add the motion that I emailed to you this afternoon on KPFT LSB violation of PNB motion on telephone participation to the agenda following the PNB committee reports. That would be 9H, I guess.
Second.
On the agenda you sent out.
Second. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to adding this to the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair. That is against the rules.
Okay. Go ahead and take a vote on adding this, which we can discuss at that time if we add it. We're taking a vote on whether or not to add this motion to the agenda. So, who just muted Adriana? Okay. Adriana just became muted. Who muted her? I have not touched the controls. Whoever did, remove her mute. Someone has.
Anybody
control,
can mute themselves
obviously.
By with number six, I believe.
Well, somebody has controls of this. Maybe it was Adriana herself. Sometimes I hit my mute. Sometimes I accidentally mute myself, and then I realize I did it. It's very possible that she accidentally did it to herself. Okay. What's going on?
Ready for the vote?
It's gray. It's gray. There's a light gray, and there's a dark gray. Light gray. To toggle state to mic or local. Okay, now it's the same color as everybody else's. Okay.
Madam Chair, Mansour, regarding this issue?
Yes. Did you object? Do you want to object?
No. Regarding the Maestro operation.
Oh, yes.
Jonathan made a very good recommendation that...
I'll
forego it. No worries.
Is this something
I was just going to say, yeah, Otis can change everything immediately and shuts everybody down except you and Otis, I guess. Why don't we just take action on what Jonathan recommended?
No, we're going to discuss this on email. I
okay.
don't want to be
able to. I stand corrected. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Request for information, William.
What's your request for information?
Why aren't we having a discussion? Not that I want to have a long discussion, but why is there no discussion on adding an item to the agenda?
Because I asked for any objections, and then if there's objections, we're going to go to the vote.
I object for the fact that somebody used it, and I cannot speak.
All right.
That's not the
Mr.
way
Tatum,
you're supposed
Mr.
to
have Tatum, excuse me, I didn't give you the floor. Mr. Tatum, would you please explain the thing about, are there any objections?
Yes, I will, Madam Chair. When you ask, are there any objections, and no one objects, then the motion is automatically adopted. Now, when someone objects, they are objecting to this motion being approved unanimously, which means that they think that there will be some people against it. So if you go right to the vote, you will find out who those people are.
Request for information, Madam Chair. Anything?
What's your request for information?
Yeah, could Mr. Tatum repeat what he said? I couldn't hear it very well, and I didn't understand what I did hear.
Mr. Tatum, could you please repeat your explanation?
Yes. When the chair asks for unanimous consent, that means that can we approve this without a vote? And if someone objects, then they're saying we cannot approve this without a vote. So then the chair says, well, then let's take the vote. You go right to the vote.
Okay. If I may ask a follow-up, how, if someone disagrees...
Wait a minute. Okay, Benito, you have the floor for a follow-up.
Okay, thank you. How does someone register their... I mean, how can we have a discussion on a proposed agenda item? I'm not hearing that in your explanation, Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, the time to ask for a debate is very narrow when unanimous consent has been requested, because I have been listening to Nancy, and I noticed that she says, is there a second? Now, when she asks, is there a second, that is the time for someone to say, may I motivate?
But none of that occurred. The only thing we heard was, are there any objections?
Wait. No, I did ask for a second.
I believe she did also.
No, we didn't have a second, and I'm still muted, and
You don't have the floor. Come on.
I objected after Mr. Tosher read the motion.
We're going to go to a vote now. Bill, please take the vote.
So we're going to vote on an issue without discussing it. Is that clear? Am I clear?
That's the procedure, yes. If you want to ask for a debate, you have to do it when I ask for a second. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't hear any.
I did.
All right, stop interrupting, please. Mr. Crozier, take the vote, please.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
And the train continues.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan votes yes. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Is she muted?
She votes no.
Well, we didn't need to hear from her.
I'm sorry, okay. I won't, can you hear me, or I'm again muted?
We hear you.
I hear you.
Okay, I vote no, and I object.
Okay, we're
immediately. Sorry.
Yes, I'm being the same game. Yes or no. That's all we're taking right now. You already said
no. Votes no. Chris Corey? Chris?
Yes.
Yes. Votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I'll vote no, thank you.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis? Oh, she's excused. Benito Diaz?
Take a guess. I vote no.
Benito votes no. Jen Goodman's excused. William Heerwagen?
No, could like Robert's rule citation from the
following. William votes no.
Sounds ridiculous.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Oh, wait, maybe she went to class.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No. Of course not.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon's excused. Afia Wangaza?
What is the question?
Whether to add my motion to the agenda.
What is your motion?
Do you have an answer, Madam Chair?
Yes.
parliamentarian says yes, you can explain.
Okay, it's the motion that I emailed a few hours ago on the KPFT LSB violation of the PNB motion on telephone participation. And I ask that it be added after committee reports.
No.
Okay, if you votes no, Alex Randall?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Moscow, Washington?
No.
Moscow votes no. Going back, let's see. I think we got everybody who's present except Nancy. Let me count.
Hello?
11 yes. Yeah, 11 yes, and let me count the no's. 7 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstain.
Okay, so it's 11 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention.
Would this be a good time to announce that I'm present?
Thank you, Ford. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
So moved.
Adriana.
Second, Carol.
Any objection?